If you're a big fan of streaming TV, your phone home screen is possibly starting to look a bit crowded. In addition to the five catch-up TV services from the free-to-air channels, there are five paid streaming services to choose from here. By Christmas, Australian consumers will have at least two more. Disney Plus, Apple TV Plus, both now confirmed that they'll launch in Australia in November, and cable TV giant HBO is making plans for a launch of an HBO Max streaming service soon. Michael Bodie is our regular TV correspondent. Good morning to you.
G'day, Hamish.
You're going to be spending a lot of money on these services.
Yeah, I was just adding them up. And if you've got Foxtel at all, so you're sort of doubling your Foxtel subscription if you're choosing. I think the research shows people are choosing two of them at the moment. I'd love to see the research before Christmas, because anyone with kids will essentially have to get Disney Plus. That will be the complement to ABC Kids. And then if you're into sports, a lot of people are taking up KO Sports. So, and then you've got all this content. It's going to be interesting to see how households make their decisions, because I think a lot of the subscriptions have been driven by that just set and forget. So you do your free trial, put in your credit card, and you pay $8 a month or $9. It doesn't really hurt that much, but then you add another one and another one, and suddenly if you're doing $50, $60, $70 a month on content that you're not watching, it can disappear from your account pretty quickly.
It's almost as if someone could come up with a really clever idea of having something like a channel that aggregated the good stuff and put it to you all on a linear feed.
You're so analog, Hamish. That's just a ridiculous notion. But it is interesting, Foxtel putting Netflix onto their new IQ4.
But it is a serious question, though. Is the market going to come back on itself in that sense?
Well, it's an interesting one, because the TVs are going to have to do it. So the hardware then becomes the aggregator with the apps. So you will want a TV that has all these apps on it, so you can just click through easily. You've got to log in and do that stuff initially. Foxtel's trying to do it with Netflix, but it really needs a lot of the others. And then it becomes, then you get all the niche stuff. I've got an old Sony DVD player that's got these obscure apps from America and stuff. There's an opera channel and all this sort of stuff. So we're just, our screens are going to be clogged. So that's why the Apple TV Plus is going to be interesting, because that will come on new hardware. And they have the hardware on which they can really push this software. Whereas, you know, they're studios, basically. This is the other thing. They're just a whole lot of other studios. And the history of Hollywood shows that studios go up and down and have good times and bad times and go bust. And I think of this group, you know, a couple of them will go bust. There's no doubt. You know, Disney Plus, for instance, will be forever, because it's just Disney is like the global dominant player at the moment. But some of them will really struggle, and it's just going to be like the old studios of the 20s and 30s or the 70s and 80s that went bust every now and then.
And I suppose an indication of how fierce the market is, news this morning that Netflix has secured the streaming rights to the Seinfeld back catalogue from 2021.
I know. So that's why HBO Max spent a lot to get Friends. And HBO will, of course, have all the HBO stuff, Game of Thrones and things. So Foxtel's being very cagey about when they're going to lose the rights to stuff. They've still got HBO stuff for a while. I think they've recently renewed their BBC thing. So all these content deals are going to lapse, and everything's going to sort of jump off. So Netflix, I don't think Netflix, I've always been, not a critic, but I've always thought they are a massive studio now, so they have to keep creating hits, because they don't really have the back catalogue of quality stuff. If you want, particularly in films, Stan's a much better back catalogue of old films. But Netflix just has to buy up stuff like Friends, Seinfeld. To sort of bring people back and keep them on, because between The Crown and, you know, the next thing, you know, you want something familiar that you can just sort of do your passive viewing. So
do your ironing too.
Yes, it's a big one for the streaming services.
All right, what should we be looking out for this week?
Well, look, I wanted to mention this one because a mate at the footy club said, "Have you seen Lodge 49?" And I hadn't. And it's up to its second series. And this sort of is the dilemma of streaming services. This is on Amazon Prime. And I just hadn't looked at it because it just didn't get the promotion. It's one of those series that goes onto a streaming service and just gets lost. But it's sort of one of the daffiest, goofiest, likable series I've seen in the last 6 months. It's pretty much unlike everything else on TV. It's about a former surfer who's grieving about his father. He's aimless until he stumbles across a lodge for the Fraternal Order of the Lynx, whatever that is. And it's just a Thomas Pynchon-esque, Big Lebowski-esque, lovely little thing on Amazon Prime that you wouldn't have noticed because there's too many streaming shows, but it's one to look out for.
And a quick flick through the guide.
The Rugby World Cup from Friday on 10 at Fox Sports. The Masked Singer is the big format on 10. It's so good they wouldn't let us preview it, so that rings alarm bells. And the Emmys on Monday morning on Fox. The Emmys is always good to watch for a bit of monologues and award winning.
Michael Boddy, thank you very much.
Thanks, Hamish.